A trial is set to start in August for a Mississippi Supreme Court justice, his former wife, two former judges, and one of the state's most prominent attorneys. They are accused of being involved in a judicial fraud, bribery, and extortion case. Jerry Mitchell has been covering the story for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi. Good morning.
Morning.
What's this case about?
The government is accusing these players of having committed fraud and extortion and bribery. The government's saying that campaign contributions and loans basically play the part of bribes or extortion in order to influence judges to make certain decisions.
So they're saying they solicited campaign contributions from people who had business before the court?
Correct. Yeah.
How did the case come to light?
The government has been investigating this case for several years now, and it kind of became known that they were investigating pretty early into an investigation. So the indictments came down last July, and we've kind of been in a waiting position since then. And since then, there's been a, what they call a superseding indictment, where they added the extortion charges last month.
Tell me about the people involved.
The two most prominent people are the state Supreme Court Justice Oliver Dias, Jr., who's still on the court, although he hasn't been hearing any of the cases since last July. And then the other most prominent player is a trial lawyer by the name of Paul Miner. He's been president of, you know, National Trial Lawyers Association, those kind of held those kind of positions. And he's very well known within those circles, and certainly was involved in a case that would be known nationally. He had a part in the tobacco lawsuit, which, of course, was portrayed in the Michael Mann movie, The Insider.
And the justice's former wife? Is she charged with what, just knowing that this went on?
She's charged with playing a role in that, also with fraud and bribery as well. She was involved with one of these loans. She signed the loan along with Paul Miner, co-signed that loan, which supposedly was then used for the campaign, although the government's alleging some of that went to personal use.
Well, the defendants have all pleaded not guilty.
Emphatically, I might add. They've all insisted on their innocence.
What is their defense?
That this is at least to some extent, this is a political prosecution. There's been, for several years now, kind of been an ongoing battle, I guess you could say, between business interests and kind of the trial lawyers. Years back, business interests basically were the ones with a lot of money, and the trial lawyers didn't have as much money, but that began to change with some of these lawsuits that were successful, the asbestos cases, the tobacco cases. The balance of power, so to speak, began to shift. That's their argument. That, look, you know, this is just payback. We haven't done anything different than some of these other judges have done, but we're being prosecuted for this because we sit in the trial lawyer's camp, or we're being accused of sitting in the trial lawyer's camp, and that's why we're being pursued.
So is this about politics, about liability lawsuits, or is it about the conduct of lawyers and judges in Mississippi?
Well, all these issues are kind of rolled into this. I think we're going to have to kind of watch to see how this plays out. We'll have a few hearings, I'm sure, before the trial starts in August.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jerry Mitchell is a reporter for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi.